Craig Alderman, Executive Director of the Quail and Upland Wildlife Federation.
All right. And we're here today in the capital, Jefferson City, with 24 other organizations. And what is your organization sort of bringing to the table today?
Well, we do local habitat. We concentrate on smaller projects with a lot more people, and we try to get it done on a per acre basis and build it up to where it's multiple acres. We're a national organization. We're the only national organization located here in Missouri. It lives here, works here, and moves it out. So we concentrate a lot. And today's very important to us because trying to work with legislators for what's good for our state and working with the Federation, this is a great way to be able to meet people.
And a good way to get the message out there, work with other groups and whatnot. What message are you trying to send to the legislature right now?
Just cooperation and communication. We all have to work together, and we've got to make sure that Missouri is rated number one in wildlife across the United States. That's not by accident. And we have to make sure that continues, and we keep working together. Information is sent over. They got questions. They need to come to us and ask. And we're, most of us are biologists, but we run businesses as well, so we can try to help.
And I understand that there's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes to make things like this possible. Yes. As far as nature and outside people's homes, there's a lot of work that goes into it, talking to these groups that people don't necessarily think about every day.
No, it's 24/7. Wildlife habitat doesn't stop because it's a hunting season, or it's not just that time. So we're trying to get more people to. It's all year round. You just can't stop working, especially near Missouri, where you wait 20 minutes and something else is going to grow. So you've got to be able to get out there and work it, and what's good for wildlife. So it's a constant everyday battle.
If people wanted to get involved with this organization or sort of work with it, how would they go about that?
They can hit our website at www.qedof.net. They can give us a call down in Buffalo, look us up on the internet, and we'd be glad to talk to anybody. Our chief biologist is here, Nick Prow, and he's in charge of the Wildlife Partnership Program now with the MDC. So we're very willing to help landowners. It doesn't cost anything. Get a good plan going. Start working with us.
Who are you partnered with right now? Is it just local citizens, or is it...
You want me to mention them all? Well, Bass Pro Shop is our presenting sponsor. Truax Drills out of Iowa is one of our sponsors. Icotech, which makes game calls. Of course, the MDC, Cuttyback, Boyd Harness, United States Forest Service. We're the only one with a Forest Service that has an MOU for all upland game, where we can work on all upland projects and habitat across the United States in the BLM and NRCS lands. So it's really the NBCI, the National Bobwhite Conservation Initiative. We're a board member there, and we work on a couple of committees. So just about every way we can be working, we're out there.
And how long has this organization been around, you said?
We've been around since 2009 here in Missouri. We started with another organization and kind of morphed into another one that we wanted to have inclusive of all upland game versus one species or another. So it's been a good journey, but we're located here in Missouri.
I see. All right, so national organization but centered here in Missouri.
Yep.
I see. And so this is not only good for, you know, agriculture and farmers, but also the people in Missouri and business as well, I'm assuming.
Yeah, we look to try to help Missouri businesses. When we sell, you know, our banquets are nationwide, California, Virginia, the Carolinas, and we try to look for manufacturers here in Missouri where we can buy product for our chapters to ship out of here. Most of our printing is all of our printing is done here in Missouri. We look for partners that are going to be here in Missouri that we can try to increase the economy of Missouri.
Is there anything else you'd like to let our listeners know?
No, just think about habitat. Without it, without people getting involved with it, we won't have wildlife.
It's very important for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you so much.